Hello. How's everybody doing today? Good morning. Good morning. Let me pull up the chat. Let me know that you can hear me. I'm Coach Betsy, and we are going to do some relationship coaching today. I've been so excited about this all week. Let's see. I'll just put Coach Betsy. I see y'all's thumbs up. Change my name. Hello, Liz. It's me. Okay, y'all. You know that we usually have, actually, see, okay, closed captioning. Let me do that before. Can y'all see the closed captioning? If you need that. Where is that? Okay, I got some thumbs up, so y'all let me know if for some reason it's not coming up. Okay, good morning, everybody. It's all set up as the default. Vivian, you need to, I need to hire you. You know more than I do in this company. Yeah, I was thinking I didn't need to do anything. I was wondering if I needed to do anything on the group calls. So it automatically loads. Thank y'all. Thank you, Karen. Y'all are so helpful. So speaking of helpful, so we usually have one of our amazing coaches in the chat today. Jean, I see you in there. Cindy Switzer, I see you in there. We're going to be good in the chat today. The amazing Coach Shannon, y'all know she lives in New Hampshire. Guess what happened today? Y'all can probably guess. I don't know how much snow she is under. But she is under so much that they do not have any internet. I'm not even sure how much power they have. And so, yeah, it's like straight up blizzard, like their road out of their house is closed. So she is not going to be able to be in the chat today. And I was like, ooh, we're going to go old school today. Y'all know, I mean, I didn't used to have people in the chat with me. You know, I was like, you know, keeping an eye on the chat and doing my coaching and, you know, doing all the million things at one time. So that's what we're going to do today. So I definitely want y'all to take care of each other as much as you can in the chat. I'll keep an eye on it for sure as we go. And then if you have any specific questions for me, put them in the Q&A. Okay. All right. Y'all are awesome. Okay. Yeah. And I mean, we're doing coaching. So I just want y'all to kind of sit and listen and really think about how any of this coaching that we're doing today, we're going to bring up, we've got three people that are scheduled to get coached today. I really want y'all to think about, you know, I mean, what our brain wants to do is like, you hear like, you know, hear divorce, or you hear, you know, children, or you hear, you know, Uncle Bocephus or something like that. And your brain goes, oh no, that doesn't apply to us. You know, withdraw, right? Or just, you know, let's just not listen very closely. But I really want y'all to challenge your brains today. And I really want y'all to think about, okay, is there one thing that I can take away from today that, you know, that can help me in some sort of relationship that I'm working on, whether it's a relationship with yourself or your relationship with someone else. Okay. I really want y'all to think about, because it's true. You can absolutely learn something from any of this coaching that we're doing today. Okay. And so, if one of you all amazing ladies in the chat would put the link to the relationships course, you know, we're doing relationships coaching today because our focus for December, for obvious reasons, with many of you all celebrating holidays and things like that, we're amongst the peoples. We are seeing our peoples, and especially after COVID and all of this, and, you know, still in the midst of COVID, but we're maybe seeing people that we haven't seen in a while, all that kind of stuff. And so relationships is what it's all about these days, or, you know, this time of year. And so the relationships course is amazing. I kind of reviewed it this last week, leading up to this call. And y'all, it is a gold mine. It is a gold mine of, and it's not just about relationships with other people. It's ultimately, all relationships are about you and your relationship with yourself and what you say to yourself on a daily basis. Because what we know is that relationships, thank you so much, Vivian, relationships are thoughts in our mind about people. That's it. It doesn't matter how often we see those people. It doesn't matter if we talk to them. It doesn't matter if they are dead or alive. A relationship. I have an amazing relationship with my grandparents. They're all dead because I think about them in an amazing way. Okay. So that's what I want y'all to think about. All right. So we have got Jamie. Yes, you're going to be first. And I know you wanted to go first. I'm also looking, Susan, I see you there. And then I'm also looking for Heidi Wells. Heidi, there you are. Okay. All three lined up. We're going to go. Let's do this. Okay, Jamie, you are up first. All right. Let's do it. I bet it's cold where some of y'all are. So it's cold where here, and I'm in the South. I'm in Arkansas. So, all right, Miss Jamie. Let's see. There you go. There you go. Hi there.
Hello.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you could get on, and I know you wanted to get on first. So,
yeah. Sorry.
No problem. No apologies. No, I'm glad you asked for what you needed, and we could accommodate. So, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. Can you
catch it? My husband and I have decided to get divorced. Mm-hmm. It's been a couple of years coming. So mm-hmm. kind of right around when I joined in New Year's of 2019, 2020, we'd had one of our biggest arguments 3 months prior to that. And I ate my way through it and then realized in December that wasn't going to work anymore. Mm-hmm. I had hit my highest weight ever. And joined OBS and made it through the magical year of 2020. I lost 55, almost 60 pounds in 2020. And we had a good year, the two of us. But then we hit 2021 and things started to shift again. Mm-hmm. And so this last year has been very rough coming up until now when we've decided that it's just not going to work anymore. Mm-hmm. And so this year I have gained 10 and a half pounds over the course of the year doing this because I have started to fall back into those habits of not all of them. I noticed that I do avoid some of the ones that I know were bad ones.
Yeah. Well, you want to recognize those wins, right? I mean, you didn't gain all your weight back. So something's working, right?
No.
Something is
but different. I just feel like I can't quite grasp how to get back to that 2020 where I was so strong and so determined. Mm-hmm. I still have this big weakness now, and I feel like this is bigger, and somewhat I keep excusing it because it's like, well, I'm going through a hard time.
Okay. So that sounds like your excuse. I'm going through a hard time. This is a good thing to talk about because I'm really big on this where it's like, when we get aware of our thinking, we want to kind of finish the thought. Right? Like we want to kind of finish the rest of the thought. So the first part of your thought is, I'm going through a hard time. What's the rest of the thought that then leads you to eat?
So it's okay if I comfort myself this one time. It's okay that if I let go this one time, but it's never just one time.
It's never just one time, right?
It's never just one time.
Yeah.
And then it turns into a week. And I mean,
So, but you know, we all have heard that, you know, that one time thing. And like, how is that normal that our brain would throw that up this one time? It's just
it's
this
protection.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's not going to say like, well, it's kind of hard right now. Like, let's eat now. And then we'll also eat again, like tomorrow and the next day and the next day too. I mean, you know, it's not going to throw that up. It is looking for the easiest, simple, like super highway to, you know, to eating for you. And mm-hmm. so just to kind of normalize that one time. And then of course we know it's not just one time, but it's like, okay, I know why, but let's kind of back up to what is hard. What is hard for you right now?
Probably the big thing is just the presence of him in my house still and being ignored. And it's like that comfort of he's not talking to me. I need to find something to keep myself busy, maybe. I don't know. It's
What do you make it mean that he's not talking to you? That he's in the house, but he's not talking to you?
That I'm a bad person. And I know I'm not. He blames me.
Okay. But it's interesting how he's not talking to you. But, I mean, is he talking to you and blame? I mean, he's talking to you at sometimes and blaming you? Or is it just, it just reminds you maybe of things that he said before? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in the silence, I sit and I rehearse.
But it's like, I mean, you know, of course our brain wants to make everything a problem, right? But it's like, you know, you could think like, I'm grateful he's not saying anything to me. I'm grateful he's ignoring me. You know, he could be up in your face still. Yeah. And y'all are getting divorced. And I was reading your thing ahead of time. And I was like, you said he lives in the basement. And I'm like, thank God you have a basement. I mean, he could be living down the hall.
I know.
You know? It's like, it's, you know, it's this thing of, you know, there's always something to be grateful for here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because it's thinking like, do you really want him to be saying things?
Yeah. Because when we do talk, I hate it. I have to bite my tongue because I know that anything I say is going to get spun. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
So
it's hard to be the patient one.
Yeah. Patience is is it kind of in process where he's going to be moving out or?
I don't think he'll move out until we have finalized everything. Okay. So we're trying to somewhat do it amicably and swiftly. Mm-hmm. We have a 10-year-old son too. So it's trying to also balance that and make sure we do that carefully as well. Mm-hmm.
So that's a thought right there that I heard that you can remind yourself of. Again, another thing to be grateful for here, and that could be something you could kind of keep a little running list that it's amicable, mm-hmm. that it's moving fairly swiftly.
Yeah.
Right. And there's not a lot of things that might hold it up. Okay. And, you know, and again, the basement is another. Another thing to be grateful for, the fact that he doesn't, you know, doesn't say anything, or doesn't say very much. Yeah. But let's go back to you again. And why do you think you're bad? Why do you think you're a bad person with all this?
I think just because I thought we had a really good relationship up until 3 years ago. I mean, we've had issues and unfortunately, both of us are terrible at confrontation. So issues have never completely ever been resolved, which is obviously a very big problem. So noted, I will be better about that in the future. But the things he says to me now is that I'm demeaning, you're demeaning, you're degrading, you're, you know, just they stick in my head. It's like, where did I do those things? And how, you know, so I sit and rehearse things I've said as to trying to figure out, okay, did I do that? And how did I do that? And how can I do that better? But I don't remember those instances necessarily.
And did he just be wrong about some of that stuff?
He absolutely could be, but it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt.
Of course not. And we're not trying to go to a place of, you know, rainbows and daisies here.
Yeah.
But as you were talking, I was like, what popped into my head is like, this is your time to develop this. I mean, talking about your relationship with yourself, right? This is your time because you're going to hear some stuff, right? You're going to hear some stuff and we don't know if it's true. We don't know if there's, you know, concrete proof. He's in a lot of pain too, right? Yeah. And he doesn't have the tools that we have. So his way of dealing with the pain, and he may not overeat like we do, you know, sometimes, mm-hmm. right? His way of dealing with the pain is to say things, is to lash out, is to blame. Mm-hmm. And so those are just his his tools, his kind of weapons, and we have our own. And so I think for you, where it's like, I see this as this is your time to, you know, when he does say something, this is your time to be like, okay, self, you know, how could he be wrong about this? What is true about me? Mm-hmm. You know, and all, we're recording all of this. So this is, these are all good questions to kind of, you know, when you go back and listen to this, to write all this stuff down. And like, how could he be wrong about this? How could the opposite be true about me? Or how is the opposite true about me? Mm-hmm. Because what we know with him is that, you know, or just with anybody who's in pain, they're desperate to get out of the pain and get a little bit of relief. And so they'll just say things that aren't true. Yeah. A lot of times. But you're putting your brain to work on the wrong thing. Where it's like, how is this true? Like, how did I do this? I mean, probably trying to kind of prevent it in the future.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't even want you to go there. I want you to go to like, how is he like dead wrong about me? What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. And like the answers that you get are going to give you some relief as well.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're going to remind yourself that, I mean, because I bet you anything, you know, and you know this, right? Like none of us wants to get divorced.
No.
None of us wants, I mean, none of us is, you know, looking for this, right? You don't want to get divorced. You don't want to, but you did, and you made that decision. And you want to remind yourself of those reasons why as well.
Yeah.
You know, and remind yourself of your son and what you want for him as well.
Yeah.
So it's just all of this stuff that like, I was listening to, one of Corinne's coaching calls and she was talking about, you know, learning about, Chris's, her husband's diagnosis and how, you know, she's really worked on that. But what I really noticed about her talking about that is, you know, she talked about the work she did, you know, this stuff takes some work and, you know, to me, it's worth it. But she talked about how she wrote every day, you know, how she wanted to think about this while her brain was going crazy. And that's where I think you are too with this, where it's like, that's how you build this relationship with yourself, is that you really, you remind yourself of why you made this decision. Why maybe you did, maybe y'all decided that he is gonna, you know, because there's, I mean, like, what are the good reasons that he's living and staying in the basement?
For my son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To like to maintain that, you know, that consistency with both parents there for right now.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so you have all these amazing reasons. And so it's just this work of hearing the old shitty stuff. That's not going away. We're not gonna, you know, sugarcoat that.
Yeah.
But you can also give yourself some relief too with the stories that you want to remind yourself of. Yeah. And that, right, that, and that's what's going to help you with your eating as well. Because that's what you're looking for with the food.
Okay.
You're looking for comfort, right? You're looking for relief.
Yep.
And I mean, so I just encourage you to, you know, when you feel that urge, well, give me an example before we get out of here. Give me an example of like kind of an overeating. Like, do you have kind of a pattern of your overeating? And when you're looking for
my biggest one is while I'm making dinner, I'm the bite licks and takes, mm-hmm. you know, the cutting up, shredding cheese and eating two mm-hmm. handfuls and taste testing 5 times, even though I know what it tastes like. You know? By the time I get to dinner, I've already eaten dinner, and then right. I eat dinner, and mm-hmm. and that's something I've become very aware of. I haven't stopped, but I become aware that if I eat too much, it's affecting my sleep, and I can feel it in my body. So I've been really trying to not get to that point, even if it means I eat a very tiny spoonful just to sit at dinner. Mm-hmm. And but not a full serving, but I've been trying really hard. But there are some days where I get all the way done and I think I just stress ate my way through pretty much 2 meals in an hour.
Okay. So I love that, like, there's so many. I knew somebody was going to be talking about gum, chewing gum while you're making dinner. I mean, there's that, right? There's, you know, just kind of setting a rule of, like, where you don't eat, you know, when you're standing up and things like that, right? So there's, you know, little tactics like that for sure. But there's, you know, and you want to try those, right? Because, like, that can kind of, like, let's say, you know, with the gum or whatever, where, like, it allows you to kind of have that pause. I mean, I'm right there with you with a shredded cheese. Like, this is something, you know, working on eating when, you know, when I'm preparing something, like, I usually make a salad almost every day at lunch and, like, you know, yeah, I like to grab stuff. And so, but it allows you to have that pause where it's like, oh, well, I got to take my gum out of my mouth and throw it away to eat something. Mm-hmm. Then it just allows you, like, if you're doing this, you know, work in terms of, like, writing about how you want to think, like, maybe in the morning, right? It allows you that little bit of a pause to say, okay, but, you know, what do I want? You know, what am I practicing thinking again? Right. And also just normalizing the shitty thoughts that come in. Okay. Right. It just allows you a little pause to do that. And so, but you're already, there's so many wins here where it's like, you're aware, you know, your patterns, you know, there is no mystery here. Right. And so this just really being with yourself and being with the thoughts that are going to come in, the fears and the anger and the disappointment, and then also telling yourself this new story that you want to.
That's the big thing.
What'd you say?
I said, I think that's the big thing, is just telling myself the new story and not dwelling on the what ifs and.
But the new story takes, like, it takes time, but I am just so big right now on repetition. You know, all of us are so, like, resistant to, like, oh my gosh, I'm writing the same things down every day. Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, that is how this works. You literally write the same thing down and your brain goes, really? We're saying the same thing. This is stupid. This makes no sense. We're not doing this right. Nope. Mm-hmm. That's how it works. It is the sheer repetition of writing your story down every day. That's where the magic happens. Your brain is not going to, may never get on board with that whole thing.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I've seen it work. You know, Corinne talks about how it works. And so, but we've got to keep doing it, right? Okay. Even when we think we're doing it wrong, even when we think it's not working, it's actually working, that repetition of your story. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll be thinking about you. Please reach out again, reach out in the Facebook group. If that's something you're doing, you know, there's all kinds of amazing people to support you here. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. All right. Take care.
Bye. Thank you.
Let's see. Okay. All right. Susan, and then Heidi, you will be up last. I can get this to work. Yvette, I just happened to glance over at the chat. I have a bit of trouble to figure out the neutral fact. I love me some facts, y'all. So that is an amazing thing that you could reach out in the Facebook group about, where it's like, y'all, I think this is a fact, but I'm not quite sure. Is this a fact? Here's some things where you can, and this is the neutralized line of the four N's that we're talking about here. Because it can just be, y'all, that is, like, my favorite line in the four N's. Because just separating out the facts from the thoughts is so, so powerful. And it, you know, just when you get down to the sheer facts of the situation, it just takes the temperature down. I don't know where Susan is. Susan, I'm thinking maybe you're still coming on. Hold on. Susan, raise your hand again. If you aren't in the process of coming on, I don't know where you went. It's like you disappeared. Would everyone agree on your fact? Actually, before I even say that, no adjectives, no descriptors. So, like, it's cold outside. Ain't a fact, because everybody has a different definition of cold. You know, people in Antarctica don't think, you know, 30 degrees here in Arkansas is cold. But so no adjectives, no descriptors. Would everyone agree on it? And could you prove it in a court of law? So Yvette, even if you wanted to, you know, post one of your facts in the, there's Susan. Okay. Susan, let me try to bring you back up again. You could post one in the chat and see if people will, you know, see it as a fact or not. Thank you, Cindy. Cindy's my love. Cindy and Jean. I know y'all are my little moderators today. Y'all are awesome. Hello.
There Hello. You are.
Hi. All right. What's going on?
Well, I guess I'll just read what I put down.
Okay.
Adult children and their choices are hard to watch. My identity as a good mom is being challenged. 4 kiddos and 2 take up a lot of space in my mind. I have a daughter in an abusive, but better now, ? They're saying it's better now. Mm-hmm. Relationship who is moving far away with 3 kids and a child who is trans male.
Yes.
And surprisingly, of that scenario, I'm more worried about the one who's in an abusive relationship, right? Most people would probably judge me from the outside and say that the trans male child takes up a lot of space. My worries for my trans male child just really relate to their mental health and where they're going in life. Mm-hmm. But the one that's moving away in that relationship with my 3 grandkids, mm-hmm. I've been with No BS since 2019, mm-hmm. and I've been working probably the same relationships out in my mind. I've gone to relationships camp. I've done a lot of work on it. And so maybe I'm already picking up what you're saying, which is trying to give myself relief through journaling and, you know, getting it straight in my head. It's not that being a good mom doesn't mean like that picture I had in my head. Because when I had these babies, mm-hmm. I wanted them to be best friends. I wanted them to have great relationships. And actually, another layer to this is that oldest kid who's moving away, that family will not call my trans male child by the proper name or pronouns. Mm-hmm. And so now they can't even be in the same room because it hurts too much. So all the things that I wanted for my family when I started this journey have not come to pass. And it's hard not to judge myself. And by the way, sorry, I'm in the RV because I've got no rooms in my house with all the kiddos and my daughter who is in labor at a hospital, and I haven't slept.
Oh my goodness. Okay. This is exciting. So I noticed you were in your motorhome. So
yeah.
Okay. So this, oh my gosh, I just got chills because y'all, I just truly believe everything happens for a reason. So some of y'all know I'm training to become a yoga instructor. I'm just really getting into all the yoga and woo-woo stuff. And I went to a yoga class last night and what she said at the beginning, it's just this amazing teacher. And she said, she really talks to us a lot about not judging ourselves and that, you know, it's our yoga practice. And it's so many, you know, concepts that we can use inside, you know, inside No BS and with coaching ourselves and just, you know, loving ourselves. And she said, I want you to soften your expectations. And that's really what we're talking about here with you two, right? We're talking about expectations mm-hmm. that we all have. I mean, I don't even have kids, right? But I have, you know, nieces and, you know, I mean, we all have expectations of everybody. Right? That's so normal. But, you know, a mom with her kids, right? And I'm thinking about your daughter that's in labor right now?
Yep.
Right? I mean, you know, that baby is going to come out and she is going to just immediately develop a list of expectations, right? It is the most normal, natural, biological thing in the world to want the world for your child and to want, you know, no pain and to want just happiness, abundant happiness everywhere for your child. And so it's like, you know, we're just so big on normalizing right now, right? Normalizing what's going on. And so for you, it's like, of course, how is the most normal thing in the world for you to have had whatever expectations you had for your children? That's you loving them. And then when those don't get met, you know, we think something's gone terribly wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all that's happening, is that you were just, and so, you know, that's why I kind of talk about softening expectations, because that's really kind of where you are right now, where you're, you know, it's like, okay, I thought this was going to happen. And, you know, like even me last night, I thought I was going to be able to do this, you know, move or raise my leg here, or I thought, you know, my shoulder was going to feel this way or whatever. But if I'm softening my expectations, it's like, okay, this is where I am right now. And this is where your kids are right now. And how could you kind of soften your expectations of them?
Yeah. Softening the expectations for sure.
But also, with your daughter specifically,
like, I'm in fear, like
normalize the fear. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that's, I'm kind of talking about two different things where it's like, okay. Yes, absolutely. Like soften the expectations of just, but yeah, like, but this, I mean, I wrote down, I made a couple of notes and I was like, cause I'd read your stuff and I was like, but wouldn't it be weird if you weren't feeling fear for your daughter and your grandchildren?
That's true. Yeah. That would be weird. I didn't think of it that way. Yeah, that would be weird.
And so it's like there's all these different ways to normalize what you're feeling, because the only problem here is that you're thinking you should be feeling differently, or you know, you think you shouldn't be feeling fear. I'm like, you are the mother and grandmother. Now, that doesn't mean that, like, you know, we want fear to take over our lives. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's what you're doing either. I think like the biggest gift we can give ourselves is just to normalize what we're feeling. And then that, like, because it's not the fear that like takes over our lives. It's the judgment and the, you know, thinking that we, you know, we're doing something wrong that takes over our lives and leads us to eat and, you know, shut down and all this kind of stuff.
That's true. So yeah.
I think it's just like, you know, just a couple of deep breaths, maybe put your hand on your heart, just like, yeah, I'm scared for her and I'm scared for the kids. And I wouldn't want to feel any different. That's me loving them.
That's awesome. I've never, all the years I've been working on these thoughts, I've never actually that was okay. Like, it seems like we'll say, okay, it's okay to sit in fear, feel that fear, but now let's move on. And so I would journal about that. I've done the worry bucket list, right? The worry bucket. I've done so much work on this. And to think that that's just me loving them, that's actually comforting, that I'm still serving them as a mom. And maybe that's part of it, is that my role as a mom has changed and I'm not wanted there, right? Because I come with a little bit of judgment as I watch this guy, a lot of judgment. It was about a year ago that I started calling him by his name and not by a-hole. But let me just tell you, yeah. That's totally like, okay. And that's how I show love, is by watching and being concerned.
I read something the other day on an Instagram post or something, and it was talking to me. It was just this person talking about like feelings, talking about grief, you know, talking about fear. And she said, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, feeling all of these things. The only problem is that we let it stop us, right? We let it like weigh us down. And she said, what I want you all to do is to feel these things and carry them with you, you know, as you move through your life. And I don't know, just that visual of like, and it's not like the ball and chain we're carrying with us, right? That's the judgment and the thinking something is going wrong, or thinking we're not, you know, we are a bad mother or something like that. But when we're carrying fear from a place of, you know, love, right? When we're carrying grief, but we're carrying it, you know, but we're moving. We're still moving forward in our lives. And so I don't know if that helps too, where it's just like, it's okay to feel anything. Just carry it with you as you move forward.
Okay.
You know, and just over time kind of think about how it can maybe feel a little bit less heavy, mm-hmm. but it may feel heavy. I mean, it's supposed to feel heavy, right? None of this stuff is. And so, yeah. So it's just, you know, this realistic, you know, yeah, I love that where it was just, you know, how do you want to feel about this if it wasn't fear for your daughter and your grandchildren?
True. So I have a question. I've been listening to you for a long time. I feel like I know you. Nice to meet you. Sorry about my light. But anyway.
Nice to see you there. Yes,
the fine. Sun is coming up.
Yeah.
You actually were the first person that said that we can buffer with Netflix. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's me. It's not alcohol. It's Netflix. And at some point that just doesn't help anymore. Mm-hmm. Like it's almost like you could do it with food, right? Binge, and it doesn't help.
Yeah.
Is it the journaling? I mean, how do we get through? It just seems like I'll be like, this is just keeping me more empty. It's not filling my void.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think, I mean, journaling is definitely one tactic or one way, but I even think before that, y'all, this is what we talk about in the Trusting Your Body course. I mean, and just like I did with you, put your hand, I mean, this is available to you all the time. Put your hand over your heart and take three deep breaths. Let's just do it, y'all. Let's just do it all together. I mean, you know, you can close your eyes, right? I mean, I just think that right there, that could be the only relief that you need in the moment. You can also tell yourself, I'm safe. Corinne was talking about that on the call last Sunday. I was listening to her calls this morning. A lot of us feel very unsafe, you know, in these feelings that we're having. This is something I'm working with my coach. Literally just creating safety. That is what we do every week when we talk. Because, you know, when we think we're a bad mom and we've maybe done something terribly wrong at some point, we feel unsafe. When we think we can't lose the weight, maybe we're different, maybe it's just not going to happen for us, we feel unsafe because we think we're broken. We think there's something wrong with us, right? And so just that little tool right there, just it kind of connects you with your body because you're touching yourself. The deep breaths, I don't know, they just thought it feels very cleansing, but you're also in touch with your body. Because again, what we're doing with food often is that we're trying to, you know, like we're trying to kind of escape from our body, mm-hmm. but we actually like, you know, feel our body more because often we're feeling, you know, physically uncomfortable after we've eaten a lot and things like that. So it's just all connected to the body. And these are called grounding techniques. And I love that it's called grounding because it gets us, there's other ones that are explained in Trusting Your Body, but, you know, it gets, another thing you can do is just literally like look around the room and identify a few things like by color and like white mug, you know, pink nail file. It gets you back. It gets your nervous system back online.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what we're talking about here is that it gets you down to, we talk about home base and kind of being above home base and below home base and trusting your body. And so it's all of this way to just kind of get you back into home base, because when you have urges to eat, when you have urges to Netflix, you're either above or below. And you're not wanting to kind of get back online and get back to yourself. We're just checking out, you know, in all these different ways.
Right. Right. Yeah. Sense? Because of shame, those thoughts that bring shame. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And shame is, you know, I know for me, my You know, that's it's a, you know, a go-to, and shame for so many can be, you know, can feel so hard and so painful that we just want to get out of, you know, we just want to get out of it by any means necessary. And so when we can just understand how all of this, I mean, and so like, you know, when we eat, when we Netflix, you know, the game changer for me with, you know, working on my binging was when I realized that all those urges and us doing all those things are a way for us to love ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're trying to love ourselves. Our brain is trying to love us in the only way that it knows how. And, but we know that there is a different way. Coming back to ourselves, coming back home is another way for us to take care of ourselves. We just got to practice it.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. All right. Talk to you later. Good luck to your daughter.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Grandmother again. All right. Take care.
One time. Bye.
All right. Bye. Let's see. All right. Things a little slow. Susan's still, there we go. Now Susan's gone. All right, Heidi, you are up last. Y'all are awesome. Thank y'all so much for posting the link to Trusting Your Body. That's one of our self-paced courses, our bonus courses. I'm supposed to call it bonus, but those are our additional courses that we have inside of No BS. So if any of you all are new, finish the No BS weight loss course first. All right. And then you can move on to some of these other amazing courses that we have. So I don't think I'm supposed to have any favorites, but it's one of my favorites for sure. Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. I can see you and hear you.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Yes. What's going on?
I have two adult sons. They're 28 and 23, and they are estranged from each other. In the past, the younger one and I have gone through several months of not relating to each other. The younger one is also estranged from his father. We've been divorced for about 6 years. And I think I am doing a tremendous job. I mean, like everyone else, I have challenges, and I think it's okay to feel sad because it is a sad situation, but, I've done a really good job of not trying to intervene. At one time, both of them told me, hey, you know, don't try to set us up to get us together. And I said, I'm not even thinking about that. This is going to have to come between the two of you. You know, occasionally I have felt some shame and embarrassment at their behavior, but I am good at telling myself they're adults. I am not responsible for their behavior, their choices. But it's just always there. It's going on over a year now, this latest time. And I guess I'm just looking for ways to think of it almost in a constructive way for myself. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that I can talk to them about? You know, maybe they get an inkling that, well, I'm kind of talking about their relationships, but is there a way for me to talk to them to get them thinking about their choices, you know, all the stuff that I've learned through No BS? I mean, a couple of years ago, I would have just agonized over this every day. I mean, I would have been up at night thinking, well, I can't go another day without fixing this. Well, now I know I can't, and it's not my job.
What really needs to be fixed here? What is the problem that needs to be fixed here?
That they don't speak to each other and they hate each other.
Why is that a problem?
Well, I mean, I don't know if problem is the right word. We have two Thanksgivings with my mother so that, you know, they don't have to be in the same room. We have two Christmases. We did that last year. It worked out pretty good. I don't really know how much she knows. You know, she's 78. She wants everybody to get along. Mm-hmm. So I'm handling it as if it's not a problem on the surface. Mm-hmm. I am making things happen so that we're having good holiday gatherings. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, I can't picture us living the rest of our lives like this.
Why not?
It's like when, I don't know if you've had this experience where you're going along, things are going good, and you're just thinking about stuff, and then all of a sudden you think, oh yeah, isn't there something in the background that's going on that's not right? And then, oh yeah, there's this big thing back there. And, you know, you can still move on, but it's just always there as a...
I think your brain is always gonna question, right? Like, are we sure this is okay? Like, are we sure there isn't like a problem here? And so, like, let's just say that, you know, that may never go away, where it's like, I mean, we live in a world where, you know, I mean, and I'm going back to kind of expectations, like I was talking about with Heidi, where it's like, no, you're Heidi, with Susan, sorry, I was going to get y'all's names mixed up, with Susan, where, you know, we're holding on to these expectations that we have. And like, I think you're already kind of through your actions, you've been working on kind of softening those expectations, but your brain is still going to be like, well, but are you sure we shouldn't, you know, like hold on to these expectations we had maybe, you know, when they were growing up or when they were born and all this kind of stuff. But again, it's like, that's an opportunity. When your brain offers up that question, that's an opportunity to answer it in a way of, because right now you're saying, yeah, it is still a problem. Yeah, and I should probably do something about it. But again, that doesn't have to be your answer moving forward. It could be, actually, brain, you know, we've kind of figured this out. We've kind of worked this out. It doesn't mean that you're not still going to be sad and disappointed. I am not saying that, you know, we're moving to the land of rainbows and daisies here. Like, I did have expectations for them. I do, you know, I would like them to have a relationship, but they don't right now. So now what?
Right. And sometimes, my brain even questions my success at this. It's like, okay, you're not letting this hold you back. You're a mom. You should be in there working on this. That's what moms do. And you're just giving up on them.
Of course, because that's, your brain is constantly looking for problems, right? It's constantly looking for like that kind of to support that question of like, but this is a problem, Heidi. And so we need to perpetuate that problem. And it's like, sometimes the hardest thing we can do is be okay with the way things are, you know, like, because I mean, you have figured, like I said, you have figured it out and you have, you know, just kind of created a new reality for you, like a new kind of normal for you all.
So I guess the answer is I'm on the right path. I just have to keep working on myself and understanding that they know I love them and I'm here if they want to come to me for help.
Yes. But and I think that's sometimes the hardest thing, right? Because it's an urge that you have, just like an urge to eat. It's an urge to talk to them, right? It's like, maybe if I just say the right thing, they'll change. Right. And I think sometimes as moms, y'all think like, you know, it's different, right? Like I'm their mom. So maybe if I'm the mom and if I say the right thing, maybe they'll change. But what we know, just like you've said to yourself, right? They're adults. They make their own choices. But I also want to remind you, and I want to remind everybody about what I said at the beginning. Your sons could be having a relationship with each other, because what's a relationship?
Yeah, and their thoughts.
They could be having a full-on, you know, each of them, right, could be having a full-on relationship with the other. Maybe if it's just thinking about the past, maybe good times when they grew up. And they could be having a very, very positive relationship that you know nothing about because we can't look into their thought bubble. Yeah. But we all do this. we all like, well, because they haven't seen each other or talked to each other, it's not good enough or it's not right. But that's what we want to question. And, you know, and we don't even have to get into the details of why or what's going on or anything. But it's just thinking like, what if they do have a relationship that they both are very happy with? And what if I can love both of them no matter what?
Well, and that's a good point that may be true, but I also, it's my thought that they are both hurting, mm-hmm. and I can't help them with that. And the other thing that I am constantly working on is this thought that I didn't really know about till I joined Nobius about life being 50-50. I've always resisted that. I'm like, no, my life, it's going to be better than 50. I'm going to be 80-20. And I work on that. You know, I have changed so much in the past few years. I don't do anything unless I really think it's going to be fun. I'm not a people pleaser. Mm-hmm. And then I think, as long as they don't like each other and they're in pain, that's my 50-50. That's part of my 50-50 that's bad. And when I, you know, I've been hovering about 4 to 5 pounds over my maintenance goal for months. Mm-hmm. And I know the answer is because I overeat. And mm-hmm. a lot of times there's a lot of reasons. It's, oh, a little bit won't hurt. Oh, I deserve this. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's like, oh yeah, what does it matter? Because my family, is broken. Mm-hmm. And so I just have to work on, well, that might be the case that they're not together, but I still have that 50% that's good. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm going to focus on, mm-hmm. to keep myself going. Yeah.
And just so everybody knows, the 50-50 she's talking about is basically life is 50% positive and 50% negative when we're talking about emotions and things like that. And so even if something, you know, kind of clears up and you feel positive about it, there's going to be something else negative that kind of takes its place. I mean, as humans, we are not designed to feel good all the time, to not even feel good most of the time. And that's a good thing, because we wouldn't recognize we were feeling good if we didn't have the negative. And so, yeah, so I just want, I mean, you have so much amazing awareness where, like, you know, your painful thought you're believing right now. This is what Coach Jane, that's my favorite question that she asked me, is what is the most painful thought you're believing right now? And for you, it's my family is broken. And it may feel very true to you. It may feel like a fact, but it's not. And we've talked about kind of the ways that, you know, that could not be, you know, maybe not be true, or that you could be wrong about that. That it's a family that just looks different maybe from other families, but all families look different from other families. But then this also, this thing about, you know, that we think that a relationship, or that a whole family or a whole relationship has to look a certain way, where we spend time together and we talk to each other and things like that. But what if a family and relationships could look all kinds of different ways, and that they're all just in our mind?
Yeah. And I mean, to everyone who's still learning the Nobius way, I would not have gotten to this point without it. I can't imagine how tough it would be every day if I didn't have those tools that I have learned. So yeah. Thank you.
Yes. Well, I think for you, just to kind of end with maybe something that you could kind of write about or think about is, you know, you talked about loving them, right? I was thinking about a situation that happened with my family, and I had made the decision, I'm just going to love all of them. I'm not going to take sides. I'm just going to love everyone through that, you know, and just love everyone no matter what. And that could be a question, you know, how am I going to love my sons today, you know, no matter what, and kind of remind, and ultimately what we're talking about is, what thoughts am I going to think about them that create love for me right now?
Okay.
And that can kind of, you know, again, these other thoughts are going to be there. They're going to come back and they're going to, you know, but you can also give yourself some relief with those loving thoughts. And that, you know, can ultimately help you with this overeating too, because what we know is that you're seeking relief with the food, right? And so I definitely encourage you to actually going back to trusting your body. Of course, our regular discovery worksheet is amazing, but I kind of consider Discovery Worksheet 2.0 the how to nurture yourself after an overeat worksheet. That's part of trusting your body. And I'll link that in the show notes. But it's one where you can really dig into identifying kind of what feeling were you either trying to avoid or trying to seek with this food. So I encourage you to use that.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right, y'all. Some really good coaching sessions. Gosh, we're going to be right on time. Some really great coaching sessions that I think a lot of you all, especially during this time of year, could take a lot from. And I think kind of the biggest kind of takeaways that I want you all to take away from today is listen for those expectations, right? Just listen for your expectations of your kids, of what Christmas is supposed to look like, what your holidays is supposed to look like, what your time off is supposed to look like. I'm just getting aware of our expectations, which are basically just thoughts that start with a should, usually. And how can you soften those a little bit? And basically what that means is just how can you give yourself a little bit of compassion for having those expectations? And then when things maybe don't turn out the way that you thought they would, how can that be okay? How can that even be amazing? So how can you soften your expectations? And just relationships happen in the mind, right? Relationships, that is where relationships happen. And that's where they, you know, that's where they strengthen is whatever you're thinking about those people, no matter how often you see them, no matter how, who they talk to or don't talk to. And that can just kind of help you again with others when you're trying to control their relationships, that maybe they've got an amazing relationship in their mind with someone else and you just don't have any idea. So, all right, guys, this was so much fun. Thank you, especially to Jean and Cindy. I see y'all in there. I see y'all being my little moderators today. It was so special to have y'all in here. And I really, really encourage you all December's not barely even halfway over. If you all haven't started that relationships course, just even listen to a few of the lessons and do a few of the worksheets. I mean, they are game changers. You know, they are game changers. And that's just such an amazing course. So what have we got going on here? I get to the end of my calls, y'all, and then I don't want to get off. I want to just like sit here and chat with y'all for the rest of the afternoon. But I do have a few more private coaching calls inside No BS here this morning. So I do have to get off of here in a second. But tomorrow is weight loss coaching with Corinne. So get some more of our Corinne on at 11 a.m. Central. And then we also have the amazing MJ, who is going to be doing another Getting Into Action, Your 30-Day Success Plan for our new members, but y'all, any of y'all who are just needing a little kick in the butt, who are just needing a little reminder of what we're all doing around here with losing weight, especially here on December 17th, where some of y'all might be hearing a little bit of like, oh, well, let's just start again on January 1st. Nope. Tomorrow would be an amazing, amazing reminder for some of y'all of why we're all here, what we need to remind ourselves of what we're doing. Planning, basics, you know, assessments, water, sleep, all that kind of stuff. But I'm telling you what, that 30-day success plan call is more than that. It really works on getting your thoughts in check as you're doing this work. And we all need that. We all need a little check-in every once in a while. So that call is not just for new members. it is for any of us. I mean, because I've been on those calls sometimes and I'm like, well, I needed to be reminded of that, why I'm here, why I'm doing what I'm doing. So it'd be amazing for any of y'all too. And of course, it's your little hit of MJ that that I just love. So it's Ashley, it's more of a teaching call, Ashley. It's definitely MJ goes through you know, kind of a presentation. And so it's teaching. I mean, there's a little guide that's attached to it that you can print out. And it's just really just like a, you know, we all need, again, a little check-in every once in a while of like, why are we doing this again? Why is this important to me? What are the things that I'm what are the habits I'm focusing on right now until, you know, for the rest of the month? I encourage all of y'all to jump on that call, or I've listened to one of the replays. MJ does it every couple of weeks, and I think she's going to be doing it even more in the new year. And so y'all can listen to one of the replays always. They're all the replays are on our replay page, but it's just a great little kick in the rear, you know, a loving kick in the rear. So, all right, guys, I am going to get out of here. This was so much fun. I love you all. I don't think I'll see you all again until the new year. Don't forget about our January 1st workshop. It is free to all members. And it is called, I know it's a complicated name. I'm joking, but it is called How to Lose Weight in 2023. I don't think we could be any clearer than that of what we're going to be talking about on January 1st. Me and the amazing Coach Christy are going to be in the Q&A during that day. Coach Julie is going to be in the chat. And of course, the other coaches will be helping out all over the place, but we're going to be around. So we'd love to have you all on January 1st for that workshop. So it's going to be, you know, Corinne all day. And let's kick the year off right. All right. So, all right, guys, take care. Love y'all. Bye.